Could I get a motion to approve resolution 3286?
So moved.
Second.
And Andy?
Good evening. This is resolution number 3286, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Salisbury authorizing the mayor to accept a donation from Shore Appliance Connection of a washer and dryer for Ann Street Village. Whereas on September 20th, 2023, the City of Salisbury Housing and Homeless Services received a donation from Shore Appliance Connection of a washer and dryer from Ann Street Village Transitional Dwelling Units. Whereas the washer and dryer will be used by the participants at Ann Street Village as a means to wash and dry their clothes instead of having to pay the local laundromat. Whereas access to basic hygienic practices is a necessity to the vulnerable populations that reside at Ann Street Village. Whereas access to such resources will aid in the process of obtaining employment, which will in turn lead to self-improvement. Now, therefore, be resolved that the City Council and the City of Salisbury hereby authorizes the mayor to accept this donation of a washer and dryer from Shore Appliance Connection, which shall be used by the participants of Ann Street Village. Thank you.
Any questions or comments?
Just thank you to Shore Appliance Connection for the donation.
Yes,
that's
grateful.
Amazing.
Very grateful.
Very kind.
Yes, it was. So all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Could I have a motion and a second to approve ordinance number 2829 for second reading?
So moved. Vice
Chair?
Good evening, everyone. Looks lovely in their place.
I need a second.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Boucher.
Ordinance number 2829. This is an ordinance of the City of Salisbury approving a budget amendment of the FY 2024 general fund budget to update authorized position counts and grades. As you've mentioned, this is before you for second reading and there have been no changes or amendments.
Okay, are there any questions or comments from council?
None.
Okay, all in favor of ordinance 2829, okay, signify by saying aye for the second reading.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Could I get a motion and a second for to approve ordinance number 2830 for second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Boucher.
Ordinance number 2830, an ordinance of the City of Salisbury approving the mayor to appropriate funds for the wall, water line, Naylor Mill project. Again, as you mentioned, this is before you for second reading. There have been no changes or amendments.
Are there any questions or comments?
None.
All those in favor of ordinance number 2830 for second reading, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Could I have a motion and a second to approve ordinance number 2832 for second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Boucher?
Ordinance number 2832, an ordinance of the City of Salisbury to accept grant funds from the Maryland Department of Transportation, Maryland Transit Administration, MDOT, MTA, for the feasibility study of fixed and flex route transit services and approving an amendment of the FY24 budget to allocate said funds for purposes of implementation. This is also before you for second reading, no changes or amendments.
All in favor, first of all, let me ask, is there any questions or comments?
None.
Okay, all in favor of ordinance number 2832 for second reading, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And the chair votes aye. Could I have a motion and a second to approve ordinance number 2833 for the first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Boucher?
Ordinance number 2833, an ordinance of the City of Salisbury authorizing the mayor to appropriate funds for the Newton Community Center project. Whereas the City of Salisbury has determined an additional $45,718.77 is needed to complete the Newton Community Center project. And whereas the City of Salisbury located $45,718.77 no longer required for other city projects, and desires to reallocate those unused funds to the Newton Community Center project. and whereas the appropriation is necessary to execute the appropriation of $45,718.77, as provided here and above, must be made upon the recommendation of the mayor and the approval of 4/5 of the council. Section 1 of Ordinance 2833 reads, Acting Mayor John Jack R. Heath is hereby authorized to appropriate funds for the Newton Street Community Project in the amount of $45,718.77. Section 2, the City of Salisbury's FY24 capital projects budget being hereby is amended as follows, and I will highlight those for you. Starting with the description of Riverside Circle, it is description debt proceeds, decrease amount $6,941.77. Also for Riverside Circle, account description construction, decrease by that same amount $6,941.77. For public works vehicles, decreasing for both debt proceeds and vehicles in the amount of $10,674.12. For bond issuance costs, for account descriptions for debt proceeds and bond issuance costs, decreasing again, same amount, $13,048.34. For unallocated project description, for accounts for investment interest and construction, decreasing those by $15,054.54. And then moving to the Newton Community Center, for investment interest, debt proceeds and construction, increasing those by $15,054.54, $30,066.423, and $45,718.77. And that chart is before you and the ordinance.
Are there any questions or comments on this ordinance?
Just a thanks to the Boys and Girls Club for partnering with us on this grant. I think it's a great opportunity for
yes.
kids.
Yes. Yes, it is. All those in favor of ordinance number 2833 for first reading, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Could I have a motion and a second to approve ordinance number 2834 for first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Boucher?
Ordinance number 2834, an ordinance of the City of Salisbury authorizing the mayor to appropriate funds for the LAP 5 compliance project. Whereas the City of Salisbury has learned remedial work is required on LAP 5 discovery of contaminants and subsurface anomalies, hereinafter referred to as a LAP 5 compliance project. And whereas the City has determined $89,905.53 is required for LAP 5 compliance project. And whereas funding for the project shall be provided by transferring $89,905.53 in PAYGO funds from 4 projects that have funds not currently required, i.e. the City Park Phase 1, Main Street Master Plan, the North Prong Park, and Riverfront Games Park. And whereas the appropriations necessary to execute the appropriation of $89,905.53 as provided must be made upon the recommendation of the mayor and the approval of 4/5 of the council. Section 1 of Ordinance 2834 reads, Acting Mayor John R. Heath is hereby authorized to appropriate funds for the LAP 5 compliance project in the amount of $89,905.53. And Section 2, the City of Salisbury's General Capital Project Fund budget is hereby amended as set forth in Schedule A. And if you flip through the agenda to Section A, I'll highlight those changes for you. Decrease for project description City Park Phase 1 from count description PAYGO funds in the amount of $53,000. Decrease City Park Phase 1 for the account description construction by $53,000. Compliance Lot 5 from description PAYGO funds, $53,000. Compliance Lot 5 also for the project description construction, $53,000. Those are both increased. Decrease the Main Street Master Plan from PAYGO funds in the amount of $36,905.53. Decrease the Main Street Master Plan engineering by $977.50. Decrease the Main Street Master Plan construction $35,928.03. An increase for compliance lot 5 from PAYGO funds and construction by the amount of $36,905.53.
Are there any
Could I raise an issue myself? I noticed in reading about the North...
Yeah, you can take it. I think we should.
I think there should be a formal amendment to advise, after reading, to see about the North Prong project.
Yes.
Because it's not reflected.
And the Games Park. I think they're both.
Yes. I was going to raise, but I was going to give them the opportunity to speak first.
I think it's just a mistake in the ordinance. I think we just strike that from line 15, because you can see in Schedule A, it's not referenced.
Right.
So Kim, how would you suggest?
Somebody would motion and then get a second to the amendment, and then vote on the amendment.
Okay. So I move to amend the ordinance to, I guess, remove North Prong Park and the Games Park, is that what it was? The Riverfront Games Park from the ordinance.
Can I go second? But I want to ask a question in the midst of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're taking North Prong off and the Riverfront Game Park. And that's because the money's not coming from either one of these projects, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, I need a second. I'll second the amendment.
Okay. So it was Michelle, and then Angela, second amendment. Okay, so all in favor of the amendment? You signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, and the chair votes aye. 5-0, and all those in favor of ordinance number 2834 for first reading, please signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. And the chair votes aye. The vote is 5-0.